Today, we're going to talk about tuning the Harley-Davidson CVO Street Glide ST's suspension to fit you as a rider. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks. We talk about riding, rallies, wrenching, do gear reviews, and talk about Harley-Davidson news. And someone asked me to make this video while I had the CVO Street Glide ST in my possession. It's a loaner from Harley-Davidson, and I've got to send it back in a week. So we're going to go ahead and talk about the suspension and record that while we've got possession of the bike. Now, what I am not going to do is take the fairing apart to adjust the front suspension. I'll throw a graphic up on the screen to show you where those are and talk about how that is. But because it's a loaner bike, I'm not going to change it from wherever it is set. I assume it is set at the factory settings, which according to the factory are proper for an average sized rider riding solo. The only problem I have with that is, what is an average sized rider? I'll be honest, I'm 200 pounds. Is the average rider bigger than me? Is the average rider smaller than me? Is the average rider who purchases a Street Glide ST different than the average rider who purchases a Street Glide Limited? So I really wish they would tell us exactly where it is set. You know, say it's set based on someone who weighs 190 pounds. So you know, if you're 230 pounds, you probably need to adjust that. If you're 150 pounds, you probably need to adjust that. If you're 170, you could probably leave it alone and see how it fits you. Now, before we start showing you how to adjust suspension, let's go over some definitions, and I'm going to give you the definitions as described by Harley-Davidson in the owner's manual. I'll throw that up on the screen here. Dampening is resistance to velocity of suspension movement. Dampening affects how easily suspension can move and limits oscillation of the system once movement has begun. Now, oscillation, what that is that speed wobble stuff you see in videos where the bike's doing this and then they lose control. I'm sure you've all seen that video somewhere on social media and stuff. And so dampening helps prevent that from happening. It also helps prevent wobble. So I won't say it's the only cause, but it definitely makes a difference. My 2024 Street Glide was much more stable at high speed after I upgraded my suspension and tuned it properly. It was better after I just tuned it from the factory, but upgraded suspension really took care of the problem for me. Now, the Street Glide ST, as I said, has fully adjustable show of suspension front and rear from the factory. So that should allow you to adjust that suspension properly for you to help prevent that type of oscillation. Compression. The suspension is compressed when the rear wheel moves upward when riding over a bump. Rebound. The suspension is rebounding when it's moving back from being compressed, rebounding to the road surface after a bump. And preload is the adjustment made to the rear shock or front fork springs to limit vehicle and rider sag to a standard percentage of total suspension travel. The old rule I always heard for setting your sag was 1/3 of your suspension travel. If you have 3 inches of travel in the rear, you would take 1 inch of travel out by setting the preload down and taking and removing 1 inch of that travel. So you'd actually have 2 inches of travel left. Now on a shock like the Street Glide Specials used to have that was only 2.1 inches of travel, you would take about 0.7 inches of travel out of that by setting the sag. Now most Harley-Davidson owner's manuals actually give you a measurement that you can do by yourself instead of doing that percentage based off of your weight and the suspension that they supplied from the factory on this model. Let's throw the graphic up of where you set the front suspension. All right, in this diagram, you'll see 1, 2, and 3 labeled. Now, 1 is your preload adjuster, and that is available on both shocks. And you turn that counterclockwise until you can't any further, and that is the minimum setting. And then you would turn it back based off your weight, which is a number of turns in this table in the owner's manual. For my weight at 200 pounds, that's 5 turns. So we would then turn the preload adjustment back 5 turns for 200 pounds. Then, after that, you would adjust your compression or your rebound based on what comfort levels you want, standard, sport, or soft. And then you would turn it the number of turns it recommends in Table 2 for those adjustments on the top of each fork. Hope that makes sense. But I think it will once you do the process and you go through it. Unfortunately, like I said, I don't want to take the fairing apart and be messing with this. I don't know what the next rider is going to be like. I don't know if they're going to be heavier or lighter. So I'm not messing with the front suspension on this bike. It's not mine. If it was mine, I absolutely would do that. Now we can do the rear suspension without taking a lot of things off. We're just going to pull the saddlebag. So I'm going to go ahead and demonstrate how that works for you guys. All right, when you buy a new Harley Davidson, it should come with this tool along with the owner's manual. This is called a spanner wrench. And this is what you use to adjust your preload on your rear suspension. Now, some models have a hydraulic preload adjuster on just one side, and you only adjust your rear suspension on the right side generally with this tool. And then you have a hydraulic preload adjuster that allows you to adjust for additional luggage or passenger that is beyond what your normal riding conditions are. You adjust your preload based on your normal riding conditions, whether that's solo, two up, with or without luggage, etc. And again, there's a table with your weight and how many millimeters that you should set this for. I'm going to show you that this one is already set, but we're going to go through the process so you'll know. This is a lock ring and this is an adjuster ring. So we just broke this loose. We're going to run this all the way up. Now, based on my weight, we should have 8 millimeters between this ring when it's all the way at the top and where it's currently at if it's properly adjusted for my weight. So there's all the way up. This is already ran down. We're going to measure this and see how many millimeters that is. So I'm using a set of calipers here to measure this. This is set at 9 millimeters, and proper setting for me would be 8 millimeters. So that's close enough. So maybe it was for someone who's 210, something like that. If you were less than 180 pounds, you would roll this all the way up to zero. It's already set pretty close. I just wanted to demonstrate how that works. Again, you'll measure the distance between the two rings to match whatever your owner's manual recommends is the setting for your loadout, for your weight with passenger and gear, if that's your normal riding condition. Now, we're going to go ahead and run this ring back down and lock it back in place where it needs to be. That is your preload adjustment. We're also going to show you the compression and rebound dampening adjustments on this model. And that little yellow line was already marked by somebody before I started, so I've got them matched back up. Same place it was when I started. Okay, this is your compression adjustment. And it even has an H and an S on it. H for hard, S for soft. But you don't just turn it to whatever suits you. Again, there's a proper amount based off of your weight. So for compression, you turn it fully clockwise, then turn back counterclockwise the first click. Then you turn the compression dampener on both shocks counterclockwise to the target number of clicks from the max based on the rider preference or loading conditions. Now, solo with sport would be 5. 8 for comfort. 14 is standard. So I'm going to turn it all the way. Turned all the way, you turn it back one click. And there's where we start. If you wanted to set for comfort on the compression, solo, you would turn that 22 clicks. With a passenger or with luggage, you would only turn it one click. If you wanted it for sport, you would do 14. My setup was for comfort, so we're going to turn it back 22 clicks. All right, guys, here's the rebound adjustment way down here. It's this gold knob right here, and I don't know how well you can see it, but we have an S and H for soft and hard. According to the instructions, we turn it clockwise to the max, which I'm going to assume is again toward H because that is what we did on the compression adjustment. And then we will turn it back to the setting that I want for comfort, which I did comfort on the compression. So I'm going to do comfort on the rebound. It'll be 8 clicks. Again, you're going to have to choose personal preference between sport, standard, comfort, what feels right to you, what kind of riding style you have. There's no one size fits all. Preload's going to be based on your weight and passenger and luggage loadout for your normal riding conditions. So just remember to adjust these shocks ideally for your situation, and then maybe start tweaking them a little bit in small increments. Don't jump steps too much because you might actually miss the optimal setting. So just turn a turn or two, go out, try it again, do another ride. You'll find what fits you for your riding style pretty easy if you don't change your load out a lot. Now, if you're going from solo to a luggage rack a lot back and forth, that's going to make it a little tougher to get the ideal situation for the different weights. I would highly recommend that if you do figure out what they are, that you write them down so that as you switch back and forth from your different riding scenarios, you'll know exactly what to adjust it to. Hope this video helps somebody with adjusting their ST suspension. If you guys like this video, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the channel grow. Leave me a comment down below. Let me know if you are experienced with adjusting suspension. Maybe you're a suspension expert. If I got anything wrong, please leave it in the comments. I am not familiar with this type of suspension exactly. I do have Ohlins remote reservoir suspension on the back of my 2024 that I've got dialed in, but these are a little different. Maybe I'm missing something. Definitely don't want to tell people the wrong thing, so make sure you leave me a comment if I got something wrong. Otherwise, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.